Isn't it crazy how men built the world for us and then we shit on them as a thank you? None of us are virgins anymore. Men value purity and youth, right? And they're not getting that anymore. So do you think it's a fair deal for men when they're not getting that to be monogamous to us, to comprise on their mating strategy when we don't fulfill theirs because we're not virgins anymore? And like the truth is, modern women are less pure than they've ever been. And we're older than we've ever been. So I'm asking, do you think that's a fair deal for men when they have to be more and we're less? Like young virgins, that's the ideal. Just like our ideal is like rich men. I'm saying now in today's day and age, like women have higher standards than ever, but bring less to the table than ever. We're older, we've slept with more people, and we have less loyalty because we're the ones leaving them. So I'm saying, do you that's think that's a fair deal for men?
It's clear that men are leaving the dating scene in record numbers. Here's five leading causes for this disparity.
I just spent the morning paying bills and I'm done. Like, I'm done. I don't care anymore. And here's what needs to happen. One of you needs to move to Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada and marry me.
Wrong.
You don't need to love me. Hell, you barely even need to hang out with me. We can be like most normal married couples and not have sex and barely talk. But we can split the bills. And who knows? Who knows? I'm not cooking. I don't go in the kitchen. But I'm a pretty good cuddler, if that even comes up. You live your life, I'll live my life. Sure, we share a bed because I have a small house and there's not a lot of bedrooms. But that's okay. We can learn. We can learn to love each other. Or not. But we will be less poor. Less poor.
Those who say don't know. Those who know don't say. I'm done walking with the herd. It's time I go my own way.
We are here on Twitter going over a thread here from Gia M. McCool. Most young men are single. Most young women are not. How does that make sense? Let me explain. And as of this recording, it has 288,000 views. Through observation alone, it's clear that men are leaving the dating scene in record numbers. During my research, I learned that 60% of young men are single. Only 30% of young women are single. Here's five leading causes for this disparity.
This week, I found cause to worry about young men. This headline from The Hill, it caught my eye. Most young men are single. Most young women are not. The story reported that as of 2022, Pew Research Center found 30% of U.S. adults are neither married, living with a partner, nor engaged in a committed relationship. Nearly half of all young adults are single. Now, look at these numbers. 34% of women, twice as many, a whopping 63% of men. What explains that?
And if you want to right now make your own little predictions about what five she's going to say, go ahead in the chat. 1. Dating older men. Women get married earlier than men because fertility declines in their 30s. Because of modern pleasure-seeking activities, it takes men longer to grow up. Women don't have time to wait. They elect to date older men who have their lives together.
If your wife can spend more than you make, like you need to make more money, 150, maybe to 250,000 a year, it would be comfortable for sure. The more the merrier, but that'd be comfortable.
300,000, like I guess if they made less than that, I feel like we wouldn't have the lifestyle I wanted, so I would work. Life's expensive.
Anywhere from 70 to 100K.
I would have to say 127.
$500,000? Is that bad?
Probably 150 to a quarter of a million a year.
Two, social media. Thanks to social media, women's egos have gone through the roof. With an endless amount of simps in their DMs, they've developed a god-goddess complex. Women's inflated pride makes them pickier with their mates. Most men can't compete with modern standards.
Hey, I would like a husband, please.
Any husband?
Oh, no. I would like him to have certain qualities. I want him to be attractive, you know, but not cocky. Smart, but not academic or anything like that. Ambitious, but not too much of a workaholic. He's loyal, but I don't want him to be boring. He's dependable, But he also likes adventure. He loves to travel. He's charming. He's funny. He preferably speaks three languages and is super cultured. And I mean, I think that's about it.
Right. And what are you bringing to the table?
I'm sorry, me? I don't understand.
What qualities are you offering him?
Well, I mean, this isn't about me. I mean, this is about you giving me what I want. Well, actually, it is about you because you need to be a reflection of what you want to attract. Okay, blah, 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 whatever. I don't really have time for this. I'm actually in the middle of a Netflix binge. So just ring me whenever he gets here. Okay? Right.
Accurate, although she probably, I don't know if she knows the real deep diving of hypergamy and why this really is a huge problem more than them just being like pickier. Cornography 3.
I love cone. Cone.
Corn is sapping men's libidos. Therefore, they're less inclined to meet women in real life. With virtual reality corn on the horizon, this problem isn't going away. Yeah, okay, this is kind of big here because, man, this really is, it's going to be a big factor, a huge factor because of the VR corn, the adult dolls that they're going to make, robots of some sort, because what everyone says right now, the guys that are still dating, like, I still date. You guys know I still date. But a lot of guys will be like, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. And the juice is like the benefits that come with dating or sleeping or getting the sex, getting the intimacy, all that part. That's the juice. And it's not worth the entire rest of the process, the dating, the courting, the putting up with the shenanigans. And with corn, it's instant. It's variety. You can do whatever you want with whoever you want. Like you can, whatever the mind can make up, it's already been created for you and it's only going to get better. So many guys are going to weigh those options of, do I really want to learn all of these skills, all of these, you know, techniques to have a chance on the dating scene when I could just play my video games and then log on to corn.
Super good, juicy, squishy, and delicious. It's like home, 10 out of 10. Like, really good.
In, you know, a few minutes time, get what I need to do done, and then get back to what I was doing before that without having to cuddle and you know, watch the reality TV shows with her and all of that other stuff. I can see how this is going to be a huge problem. 4, dating apps. Male and female power dynamics have shifted in women's favor. In 2023, almost half of relationships begin online. Yet, there's 3 men on Tinder for every woman. Most men leave dating apps within a year, discouraged from entering the dating scene again. Guys, if anyone knows statistically off the top of your head, this is just me, you know, going off the top of my head. If anyone knows, I thought I heard something recently about dating apps. The average man swipes right on, I think, 45% of women, and the average woman swipes right on 5% of men. I'm not going to claim that that's fact. I just thought I remember just hearing that recently. Maybe one of you guys knows, but the idea is we've already known that women are going to go for the top 10 or 20% of men, and so the dating game has really been shifted because of dating apps alone.
An average attractive male on Tinder gets swiped less than 1% of the time. And there's 3 men on Tinder for every 1 woman. So you've distilled it. You've taken out one of the key components of mating dynamics, and that is vibe, humor, body language, pheromones, the ability to be, quite frankly, a little bit persistent in the pursuit of a romantic relationship. We have no third places anymore, no places to meet. People aren't going to bars, they aren't sports league, they aren't going to church, they aren't even going to work. So it gets distilled down to very 1 or 2 dimensional attributes. And the reality is women are much choosier than men, and they can apply those screens and they allocate all of their attention to a small number of men that results in just essentially at the end of the day, a lack of opportunities. Chris Williams summarized it perfectly, called it the high heels effect. In the last 40 years, more women have graduated from college than men, and they're not interested in mating with non-college grads. They now own more homes, single women, than single men. So what you have is women say they won't date anyone shorter than them, 50% of them. Effectively, what you have metaphorically over the last 40 years is women have been getting taller and taller, and men have been getting shorter and shorter. How many of us have said, I know a ton of great single women, they can't find a date? That's not true. They can't find a date. They can't find a man they find economically or emotionally viable.
My question is, why are these beautiful women single, bro? Why the f*** am I single, bro? Why the f*** am I single? Guys, I've been single. I'm going to be single. Oh, my God. I'm going to be single for 4 f***ing years now. In a few months, bitch. I haven't had a boyfriend, like, officially. No, dude. And I just think about it, and I look at myself, and I'm like, you're fucking pretty, bitch. Like, I'm not trying to sound like, you know, I'm egoistic or whatever. But, like, dude, I'm pretty, bitch. I got an ass. I got my own place. I make my own money. I cook. I clean. I do señora shit, and I'm not even a fucking señora. Like, I got long hair. I'm Latina. I got a good personality. I'm funny. Sometimes I got an attitude, but I'm not, like, crazy. Is it that hard? Like, is it that hard finding a good, genuine person? Guys, I'm kind of freaking out. Like, is it that fucking hard, bitch?
And then 5, I'm glad you brought this up, feminists. Men are fed up with modern-day feminist women. They're entitled and unrealistic expectations have scared men out of the mating pool. New age feminism isn't about equality. It's about power over men.
A lot of women in this generation are like alpha females, and I think that scares off a lot of men.
That shit sounds so unattractive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, when I hear a woman describe herself as an alpha, it just sounds unattractive. Right. And I wouldn't want to. It sounds like a headache.
Wait, why?
A headache is
you
crazy.
You said scared. It just sounds like a turnoff.
See, that's crazy.
I want a feminine woman. If you train as an alpha, that means you are exhibiting more of your masculine energy. And that's a turnoff to me.
But why?
So, summary of the disparity. 1, dating older men. 2, social media. 3, pornography. 4, dating apps. 5, feminists. Let's do a little Prince quiz. What is the biggest reason, in your opinion, that men are fed up with dating? This can be overall men or just you personally. Is it 1, women that are dating older men? 2, social media? 3, pornography? 4, dating apps? Or 5, feminists? Or if you happen to have one that was not mentioned here that you think is a better option, you can post that as well. But what do you believe is the biggest reason men are saying no to dating? Don't forget, subscribe, like, comment, share the video, definitely subscribe.